Well, the short answer is yes. Thankfully, this bill includes a provision I wrote, which would not only expand access and the amounts that we're able to protect and provide in dairy margin coverage, but also mandates regular update of the data that's used. Right now, it's actually codified, 2015. And so that more current data allows for better, a stronger safety net for dairy farmers. For us, though, since Utica and Rome is a little bit outside the 19th congressional district, all of really the my district is farmland. I mean, we have certainly villages and city centers, but our largest industry is agriculture. Dairy remains the largest sector, one of the largest sectors of that agriculture industry. So whether it's Endicott and Binghamton or Delaware County and Hancock and other communities, we know the value and the struggle that dairy farmers have. Now, we have an added burden in upstate New York. We not only have the regulation and the cost prohibitions and the access to market as well. New York, by the way, bans whole milk sales in schools, flavored milk sales in schools. Thankfully, the farm bill, this farm bill includes our provision to again make clear that whole and flavored milk should be sold in schools. But we also have downstate upward pressure. So we have downstate moving up, and as they do, there's a lot more pressure on farmers to sell, to subdivide, and the cost of living continues to rise. So dairy margin coverage is really important to these farmers, and I'm just happy that the bill includes the language that we wrote.